So good morning, everybody. Thank you so much, Clint, for the opportunity to be here with you and to speak a little bit about bridging the intercultural. It's called the cultural or intercultural gap. It will be a presentation about what is commonly known as the soft skills related to going abroad. But I think these are very strong and very important skills, so that they might not be that correct. Here just an impression of what Clint was just mentioning. I was there for many years, for 7 years, on the Yucatan Peninsula in the so-called Maya region, and this gave me the opportunity to interact and to get to know very, very deeply the culture, local culture there. Very short, I give you my credentials so that you can see that I have truly some international experience. Originally from Austria, I did my minor there in the University of Vienna, Technical University of Munich for the major. The PhD was also a cooperation with between Vienna, and I was there for 2 years in Spain, and now since 2008 in Mexico, always joining the ASHS meetings here every year, but all the time normally in Mexico. I was there for many years on the Yucatan Peninsula at the university. Also did some work for the FAO as evaluator, and now I'm in central Mexico in a city which is called Toluca. So what I will give you here right now are about 10 recommendations based totally on my own experience, but I think they are very actual and very useful, and might be very useful to many of you which are thinking of going abroad or advising students which might go abroad. So first of all, this is very obvious, but it's not as obvious as you might expect for various people, various persons. Obviously, if you go to a non-English speaking country, you have to learn the language there. It's not only an aspect it's not only about showing the respect to the culture, it's also about getting to know what's happening there. It's true, you can go nowadays, you can go almost everywhere and English is spoken and you can communicate with English, I think, quite well everywhere, for example in Latin America, for professional reasons. But think about a meeting like this. Maybe the most important communications is done on the hallways or between the meetings. And if you don't speak the language, for example, Spanish in my case, so you will miss a lot of the information which might be useful to you. So this is a question of respect, but also it's very professionally useful. There's no other way you should learn the language if you go abroad of the country you are thinking about. Number two, I called it be modest. This is also very, very important, from coming also from my personal experience. So especially if you go to developing countries, there might be a tendency to some kind of exalt foreign specialist. They think you have good studies from a good university, good credentials, you might know everything, and they might treat you like kind of a superior creature. But I think this people might have this attitude, but you should not act like this. First of all, because there's no reason for this. Yeah, there are smart people everywhere. One should not believe that only because of going to a developing country, the people would be less educated. Actually, you would be surprised. There are really smart people everywhere. On the other hand, also between you or among your colleagues, you will lose respect. So if you behave like this way, this is definitely not a recommendable. So a very, very strong recommendation. And the problem there is that one might even unconsciously fit into this role. So without even being aware of it, and I definitely do not recommend it. So this is also a really strong advice when going abroad. Let's go to number 3 of 10. This is also very obvious. Yeah, of course, you have the way to gain respect is not of acting like a superior person, but really by working harder, working responsibly, being on time. For example, this is something in developing countries, especially Latin America, they have a serious problem with punctuality, and sometimes they get late to the meetings. But if you do so, they don't understand it. So they expect from you that you really be there on time, that you behave like a Western person. So this is also very, very strong recommendation. Working hard, this is the way to be respected when you go abroad. Number four, maybe one of my personally most relevant recommendation. Depending on the job you might have, as a consultant, eventually as a student, or even as an academic, well, you would have to do a lot of office work, obviously, but a great opportunity to get closer to the people is especially by field work. So take the opportunity, get involved in any possible outdoor activity. This can be academic, this can be research on the field, this can be even social activities. This gives you the opportunity to get to know your colleagues, beside from the job or apart from the job, also about their daily issues, their concerns, etc. And obviously, fieldwork is always an opportunity to learn also about the agro ecosystems there in a different country, in different climate. So this is very important. And related to this, number five. This is I'm going to mention that in this context, a personal experience when I did my PhD in Spain. This was with organic tomato, and we had a very successful experience with using these horticultural mini tractors. They worked out very well for us for weed control and also for mulching organic matter into the soil. And I thought that this would be a great idea to apply also there on the Yucatan Peninsula. So with the first grant we obtained there, I bought such a mini tractor, and this turned out to be a total disaster. For one simple reason, the soils there are very loamy, also seriously flat and stony. Only have a depth of about 30-40 centimeters. So obviously with this mini tractor, we had to do so much preparation work for being able to use it, so that the machine did not give us any benefit, but also cost us much more work than we were gaining with using this machine. And this tractor, I think, is still having a nice time there in a garage since 2009, and we never came back to use it. So would have been obviously a much more useful approach from my part. First of all, to check the soils, and then to buy the stuff. But this is an experience, and one is always learning by mistakes. But this is something I'm really strongly recommending also, especially also regarding the climate, the soils, the ecosystems. The dynamics of pests and diseases in other climates are different. So one should be very, very careful with using like kind of recipes which worked out very well maybe here in the US, and then abroad they are totally inappropriate. So observe, monitor, and then take the decisions. It does the nature, the ecosystems don't work the same way as they are doing in the climates we are having here. This is more one of the softer skills, but also very important, obviously. If you go to another culture, it's very important to adapt to the culture. Every culture has its rules, so you should adapt yourself to the culture, but never try to assimilate to a new environment. You should definitely not try to act like you or as your colleagues. In the best case, you might end up unauthentic. In the worst case, even ridiculous. So be careful about this. People don't really appreciate this kind of behavior. Just also a useful recommendation, possibly. Something very obvious, and which is obvious, definitely not only applicable for going abroad, but should be done everywhere. Yeah, but foreigners, if you go international, foreigners are observed more strictly, more profoundly than locals. That's a fact, and you should behave like this. So really try to get your to keep your private life private. This does not mean that, but obviously, after some time, you will develop a circle of friends or closer people, and you can tell them your personal concerns. But generally, this is not a very professional attitude, but abroad, internationally, but also locally. So this is also an advice I would like to give for future consultants. I don't know who of you maybe future consultants, but I hope it will be useful to you. Anyway, number 8 is also very, very essential. Especially if you go to a developing country, you should be mentally prepared that the infrastructure there is not the same as you are used to here. Speaking about the equipment on the field, in the labs, even the accommodations there. So this is very, if you don't have this idea in your mind that if you have this idea in your mind, you go abroad and will find the same as you're used to, you might get in deep trouble. And claiming about a poor infrastructure is something people really don't appreciate in developing countries. They know that they are worse off. That's why they are called developing countries. So it's not necessary to remind them every day. This is also would be a very strong recommendation from my part. Number 9 of our soft skills list. This is also something obviously very, very applicable, possibly not only internationally, but anywhere. Public discussions on politics should be none of your business if you go as a consultant abroad. There might be, as already mentioned, maybe in the long run you might have close friends to talk about everything that matters to you, but for the meanwhile, maybe better to opt for safer topics such as the weather, maybe. To talk about with people you don't know that well. Particularly where I am now in Mexico, it's explicitly forbidden for foreigners to talk about politics publicly. So you can get not even from a professional point of view, but also from a legal point of view, you could get in serious trouble with this. So this is something also one should ever always take into account. And we are going to finish with something very useful now that we are here at the ASHS meeting. So this is something I think all of us which will be going abroad can be contributing with. Everybody has different skills and expertise to share depending on the own experience and curriculum, but there's something all international people what we have in common, and this is the international context. And this is something foreign institutions really are appreciating. So if you have contacts, involve them in your project. For me, personally, this ASHS meeting always has been a good opportunity to deepen contacts, to maybe develop projects together with American or other institutions. So this is something very, very useful, and maybe one of the best assets you might be able to share if you go abroad. I think thank you very much for your attention, and obviously maybe if someone is really interested in going abroad, especially to Latin America, I will be here and I can give you more detailed advice and now answer your questions.
We have questions for Roland. Rod, thank you so much. You covered an area that we rarely hear those kind of things in a setting like ASHS. It was wonderful, and I think that points like being modest in other cultures, so those are so true, and they are, I mean, it was excellent. One thing I was, I agree, but I think it depends on culture, is having your personal life shared. There are times that if you let, for example, if you are going with your family somewhere, letting the other ones know that, hey, you are human also, you know, you eat the same food, you enjoy the food. Sometimes socializing, I think I know your view, you are talking about more mostly from the religious standpoint. If, for example, if women are not willing to be coming and associating with men in a meeting, but I think in some cases it's not a bad idea to socialize.
I totally agree with you, and I also should mention that this depends a lot on the environment. So Clint got to know the township where I was living until last year, and this was a very small community, and there are people have as everywhere in the world in rural areas have a different mentality. You may go to Mexico City, which is a very open-minded place, and it might be totally different. So obviously this rule has to be adapted to the environment, and be respectful, but not be isolated. This is definitely, I totally agree with you.
Thank you so much.
Thank you.
I appreciate it.